Hey guys, welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Morelle Parker, and today I'm going to talk about replenishing energy while working in Bali and Perth. So I have so much going on right now. I'm working on a book to enter into a competition at the end of March, and I am using these short stories that I wrote in my 20s for it. If you want to have a read of those, you can have a look on my Instagram at morelleparker_xx or on my blog at morelleparker.com. I'll leave a link in the show notes. So the minimum word count for this story is 50,000 words, and I am less than 1,000 words away from it, so yay. I will probably write more than that. Well, I will definitely write more than that, but not more than 80,000 I aim for, so I'm pretty excited just to get to 50,000. And then there is Love Queen, which is the story of my epic saga for a healthy relationship and happiness in love, and that is also coming out in 6 months. And last week I had my first meeting with the editor, and I need to cut the book in half. So I am working on my books for about 6 hours a day, as well as recording this podcast, YouTube video, making a blog post and doing other life stuff. And so it's quite a lot. And at the same time, I am very aware of my energy and would never want to put my health at risk again, as I'm still living with metastatic breast cancer. So what's the solution? Replenishment. When we replenish, we have plenty again. When we replenish, we have plenty again. So re meaning again and plenish, like plenty. At the end of 2016, when I was recovering from brain surgery, I became quite obsessed with minimalism, organization and simplicity. I was working at a dental surgery for a few months, and since it was an hour's drive to get there, I'd listened to the Simple Sophisticate and the Minimalist podcasts. One thing I remember Shannon Abels, who is the author of the Simply Luxurious Life book, which I haven't read, but I'm sure it's great. I've listened to her Simple Sophisticate podcast, and I remember one where she was talking about, I think she used to read different books and then also give tips on them from them, or the most important thing she learned. Actually, she was someone who really inspired me because she was an English teacher as well as a high school English teacher, as well as having this podcast and putting her book out and Instagram and that stuff. So she really inspired me because at the time I was working as a coach, or I had been, and I didn't have many examples of other ways that you could put yourself out there. Like, you can be an English teacher as well as have a podcast, and the podcast is not about English teaching, but it's about this other thing that she's passionate about, and or many things she's passionate about. And so that inspired me because, yeah, I have a lot of different interests too, and I was an English teacher as well, so I was very interested in the way she did things and just of being not embarrassed to put yourself out there as like an English teacher, because I had been, yeah, working as a coach, and like kind of felt like if I didn't succeed as a coach, then I was embarrassing. I was a failure. So Shannon talked about recreating well. And what I realized on this Saturday is that even on the weekends, I like to have a to-do list to keep me on track. So I use a to-do list most days, but now I realize on the weekend too, I like it. And those to-dos could include cycle to the beach, read, and meditate. But if I don't have at least a mental idea or a list to tick, I can stray into crapness and waste time doing stupid shit like looking up celebrities or gossip or, you know, stuff. And I realize this part of me, I'm just looking for stories, and I always am listening for the story. And even if it is that kind of story, it's just what I'm into. So I'd rather not look for those kind of stories. I'd rather first provide myself with some high quality stories so that I have something good to listen to. In my daily life, I use a schedule to enable me to fit it all in, including these 6 hours of writing, yoga class, body combat, aerobics, a walk, and such things like that. Of course, not every day, all of those things, but the 6 hours of writing plus some form of exercise. And on Friday, I had my perfect day of work. It was where I started writing, as I usually do. I mean, I always start writing by 7:30 a.m. And I may have gone for a walk. Sometimes I'll go for like a 20-minute walk. As before that, sometimes not. Just depends if I get up on time. I don't put the alarm to get up. But I start writing at 7:30, and then I worked on my story for the competition till 9:30, as I usually do, at least. And then I went to an exercise class, my favorite, body combat. And then after that, I came back, showered, and by 11 a.m., I was working on my Love Queen to edit it. And I managed to do 10 pages in that time, so from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so that was great. And then after that, I had booked for a Thai massage, and I have one every 2 weeks. I would like to have one every week, but at the moment, this is what I can manage. So I have one every 2 weeks. And yeah, so I had booked that appointment, went off to it, came back. I continued to work on my book, Love Queen, the memoir. And then after I had finished, I think I did my meditation, because I'm also doing this 100 days of meditating 1 hour a day, because at the end of 2020, so much stuff was going wrong in my life, like health-wise especially. I couldn't feel half my face, and I had lost the ability to walk like a few months before, and I was recovering, but I still was very like unstable on my feet. And there was a spiritual teacher, Kyle C, so he recommended just letting go and doing this 1 hour of meditation a day. And then as well as that, I was doing some scripting. So it's where you write as if you are like 6 months in the future and all this amazing stuff has happened. So I'm doing both of those things as well for manifesting and just for general replenishing. So after that, we went to a gathering. It was actually for a friend's or my boyfriend's friend's dad who had died, but he said it was a celebration of his life. And so we met some funny people there, heard some funny stories, and yeah, that was a perfect day of work for me. And then on the weekend, we had such wonderful replenishment as well. So have you ever thought about what your perfect work day would be or what your perfect weekend would be? It's a good thing to think about and see if you're doing those things and you're including those things in your life, even if you can only include some of them. it's good to have clarity about it anyway. So, on Saturday, after cycling to the beach and swimming, we went to eat club sandwiches and did the crossword together. And I was wearing a sarong and bikini, and I felt like I was on holiday, you know, with the time, losing track of time happily. And then when the crossword was done, cycling back home. And in the evening, we went to see Death on the Nile with one of my friends. Don't know if you've seen it. It's out here now at the cinemas. It's an Agatha Christie murder mystery with a very sleek 1930s look that I love. It is directed by and starring Kenneth Branagh. Branagh, I don't know how to say his last name, with a well-known British and American cast. The setting was so epic, so I recommend seeing it on the big screen if you can. We felt like we had visited Egypt, and with our favourite mint choc pop bomb ice cream, I felt so nourished, enriched, and replenished. On Sunday, it was a 7 kilometre beach walk and swim after a perfectly ripe peach and an almond croissant with coffee. And often it is just napping and reading at home. Lately I've realised too that it doesn't take a whole weekend to make me feel replenished. It is the 20-minute walk when I wake up or at dusk, admiring the beautiful trees and their rustling leaves, or an hour-long dance class. At the moment, I've gone back to the dance school that I used to go to 15 years ago, and I'm really enjoying getting back into it. It's the Thai massage every 2 weeks and the spaces between when the words come gently. That makes me feel replenished. And it keeps my body in a condition that enables me to sit for the 2 hours at a time to write and again to write. And when I think about working in this way, I think about the time when I was working as a coach. I had a healthy and powerfully feminine course and workshops that I used to run, but I ran the course, this was like 7 years ago in 2016. So I ran the course in Perth three times in person, and then I wanted to do it as an online course. And so in order to market this, I thought, I need the holiday, so why don't I take a working holiday and go to Bali? Because that will enable me to really market it, but also to look after myself, be in my pleasure at the same time, and be really powerful energetically. So I went to Bali for 2 weeks, and it was just so fun to wake up in the morning, go for a beautiful 1 hour walk, which I love to do there, walking along the beach, along the footpath, seeing all the beautiful hotels, the grand hotels with their gardens, and the Balinese people just starting their day, setting out their wares or their whatever they're doing, maybe cleaning the gardens or whatever it is. But just, I love that time in the morning before it really, the day really starts. And then I would come back to the hotel and have a lovely long breakfast and write in my journal. So it really would depend. I saw a real difference as well, what phase of my menstrual cycle I was in, because when I first got there, I was in my, what phase is it? they call, or what Lucy Peach, who taught me about it, calls like the moon phase, the menstrual phase, I think, when I first got there. And I was just in a really dreamy state, sitting around writing my journal for a long time. But then I got into, after that phase, you get into dynamic phase. And then in that phase, I'm just like, want to work and get stuff done. But the dreamy phase was really good because, you know, then you have a lot of ideas as well, like more creative, I find, and intuitive. But so what I would enjoy after the breakfast, journaling, whether for a long time or not, and then go by the pool, make a post, maybe record a video for YouTube, or then go have some lunch by the pool or go out. And then after that, in the afternoon, maybe take a nap, wake up and write a mailer and go for a massage or go explore something, go out for dinner, have an adventure, go to the water park or whatever it is that I would go for a yoga class, whatever it was that I was doing there and where I was. But I loved this way of working. And at first, when I, after I had the brain surgery, which was not that long after this, I was in the 6 months later, within the 6 months, I felt like maybe I had been too chaotic in the way that I was working. So I really got into that, as I said, the simple sophisticated and the minimalist and organization. And I was quite structured in that way for the last few years and didn't want to take on too much. And now I still don't want to take on too much, but I see that I really do enjoy leaving, like I did in Bali, like doing different things throughout the day. So doing some work and then going to a class or doing some exercise, coming back, doing some more. So this is still structured. It's still all in my schedule. And I still have my to-do list and know what I'm doing. But it is this kind of flow state between working and replenishing, that shifting in and out of that working and replenishing. And then on the weekend, I try to, well, I always usually do, but I'm realized how much more I enjoy the weekend when I do this, when I'm completely offline and I don't look at any social media, which I normally don't on the weekend, but even look up stuff. I find that when I look up stuff, like it tends to be like going down a rabbit hole, and I would much prefer to just read a book or watch a movie that is at the cinema, even, because then I know at least it's a whole experience. It's not just sitting at home alone in the dark, which I don't mind doing either. I love to read at home too. I love to watch really good shows. What I love most is, I've discovered recently, I love cooking shows that are actually about cooking and travel. And then even if it's in a studio, but there's the chefs are telling stories about how the food was created. Like today I was watching, it was a chef called Adam Liao here, and he was cooking a tart in the studio, and he had two chefs with him. One was a traditional, like a haute cuisine French chef, Australian guy, and another one was she was a cake maker, and he got them each to make tarts, different tarts. And the French chef made tarte tatin, and then which is the apple upside down pastry, and in France. And then he told the story of where it came from. And then the other one made a vegan chocolate tart with cayenne pepper in it. And yeah, just telling stories and talking. It's really what I'm about. You know, I love stories because that's why I'm here. So that is my story for today about replenishing and working in Bali and Perth. So I'd love for you to leave me a review if you have a minute on Apple or wherever you find this podcast. And also, it would be so amazing if you could screenshot this podcast and share it on social media. You can tag me. I'll leave all the links below. And that's all for today. So I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.